With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Presidential campaign beginning to heat up. In Georgia yesterday, Donald Trump blasted Joe Biden.
In his State of the Union this week, Crooked Joe told a total fairy tale about the economy. But the fact is, under Biden, we have a three-year inflation rate of almost 50%. Under me, you had no inflation.
The former president adding the job market was much better under his administration.
Under Bidenomics, the United States has lost 284,000 good full-time jobs in the past year and replaced them with hundreds of thousands of part-time jobs and a lot of government jobs. It's not fair. I could do that, too. Let's hire some more people. Make me look good.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden is gradually increasing his criticism of Israel's war with Hamas. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president said he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is hurting Israel more than helping Israel and how he's approaching its war against Hamas in Gaza. He told MSNBC that the prime minister must pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. At the same time, Mr. Biden expressed support for Israel's right to pursue Hamas and that he would not cut off weapons for the Jewish state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, efforts to get aid to Gaza by sea moving ahead, but just barely. The first ship to test the new corridor still waiting in Cyprus with 200 tons of food reportedly on board. That vessel was expected to leave this weekend, but now the groups behind it say it will be leaving as soon as possible. A separate military vessel is beginning to carry equipment into the region. This is SRN News. Kansas deciding if abortion providers should be asking women why they want the abortion.
The controversial bill would force abortion clinics to pose 11 questions to patients, including asking if they can't afford a child or if child rearing would hinder their career or education, or if their spouse or partner's pushing them to end the pregnancy. Backers of the bill say the state needs that type of data to help prevent abortions in the future. But Kansas Democrats call this an effort to shame the women. I'm Jackie Quinn.
20-year-old Michigan man who admitted using social media to make violent threats against Jewish people has been sentenced to a year and a day in prison. Prosecutors had sought a sentence of nearly 3 years. Man is accused of using Instagram to spread neo-Nazi ideology. This is SRN News. More than 10,000 athletes accepting an offer to have their likeness featured in the upcoming EA Sports College football video game.
EA Sports began reaching out to college football players in February to pay them to be featured in the game that's scheduled to launch this summer. The video game developer said players who opt in to the game will receive a minimum of $600 and a copy of EA Sports College Football 25. There will also be opportunities for them to earn money by promoting the game. EA Sports says more than 11,000 athletes have been sent an offer. John Scott reported.
Kansas City Hospital confirming some of the people who attended that brutally cold Kansas City Chiefs playoff game in January have now undergone amputations after suffering from frostbite. Doctors say it's mostly a case of fingers and toes. More details at SRNnews.com.